Triple J, it's Veronica and Lewis.
Yesterday on the show around this time, it was exhilarating. I mean, devastating for some, great for me.
Still dubious for many, I think.
We're talking about the decision you've made via the flip of a coin. And a suggestion came through on the text line that said, well, it was Blake from Doncaster. He said, why doesn't Lewis do something? Like
We just get a text like that every day.
Get his nipples pierced or his belly button pierced. And so me and Blake decided that if Bridie from Geelong's dice that she and her housemates use, if that determined that Lewis had to get his belly button pierced, then he would have to do so.
Yeah, it has like yes, no, maybe, go for it on the dice.
Yeah. And so it said in the end this. Bridie from Geelong, you've got the dice with you.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Go for it, Bridie.
All right, here we go. Go for it.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, 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 no. And I still stand by that because there was no one there to see it, no independent people to verify it. It stunk, frankly. The whole thing stunk.
So Lewis was like really anxious about it off air yesterday.
I wasn't anxious. I just felt I was
cheated.
The victim of a stitch up. Mm. And I knew, like, I was like, you and Blake and Bridie have all gotten together and you've had a bit of fun, but you've lied. And so people are saying things like, yeah, she was definitely lying. Get her to do it again on Facebook Live. But then I knew that if I did that, it would be like, oh, you just gone with the first one. So I came up with a new idea to get in touch with someone who tells if people are telling the truth for a living. Steve Van Apper joins you on the line right now from Australian Polygraph Services. How you doing, Steve?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
Yeah, very good. What's your exact job? Like, what do you do day to day, Steve?
Well, I literally travel around the world teaching people how to detect deception through verbal, non-verbal, paralinguistic styles of behaviour. So I train everyone from intelligence agencies to police departments, and I've worked 14 years in the police, and I now consult my services to the Homicide Squad here in Victoria and the Major Crime Squad in South Australia. Whoa. So I basically work out when people are lying and how they lie and how they use language to escape commitment or create distance and separation in their language.
Ha-ha. So this is the smallest job you've ever got.
Yeah, it's one of the unusual ones, yeah.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much for taking a call and helping us out. We gave you Bridie from Geelong's number earlier because I just wanted you to test whether or not she had actually rolled a no and just said yes, or whether the roll was right. This was the conversation you had with Bridie earlier.
So tell me what happened the other day when you threw the die.
So I was standing outside out the door because the girls were listening to the radio inside. I rolled it and it's like a foam die, so it bounced a couple of times, hit the door and landed on go for it.
Just so I get this right, who was present and who saw it?
So the dice was sitting there and I was the only one that saw it actually land on the option. So they came out after that.
Okay, so they didn't see you actually roll it. So you were the only person present in the room when you rolled the die?
Correct.
Okay. Are you telling the truth about what happened?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there any reason why I shouldn't believe you?
No.
Okay. What would you say if I said that what you're saying is not true?
I would say that that's wrong. It's definitely true.
Great level of detail, Steve.
See, some of the things I look for is the content and structure and whether or not people take ownership. Now, she could have very easily said that her housemates were in the room to validate her story, but she was honest about that and didn't lie. There was no need to lie. Mm. Secondly, there was no response latency or hesitancy in her voice when she responded. So it was very clear, very succinct, very direct. Sometimes I look for, you know, unnecessary or superfluous fillers such as, that was it, those type of things. So she answered very quickly, very succinctly. And the other thing too is she was very definite in her responses. Absolutely. Usually I find deceptive people will come up with an objection rather than a denial. Why would I lie? Why would I say something like that? Whereas truthful people are very direct in their responses. So in my opinion, she's in fact telling the truth.
Go! That was the correct answer, Steve.
How do I know you're not lying?
Well, I have no vested interest in it, so I have nothing to win or lose by it.
Someone on to Steve now.
Who's your manager, Steve? I've got to go all the way to the top. Thank you very much for your help, Steve, even though it wasn't very helpful for me.
My pleasure, guys.
Oh, man. Looks like it's happening next week, my friend. Cute little belly button ring. Enjoy one more weekend of belly button freedom.
I'm going to have to get a crop top.
Triple J. It's Veronica and Lewis.